we're just getting started. You know, I'm an old quarterback, and I understand about getting down the field and moving the chains and getting in the end zone. And what these great people did in June, let us not forget, they passed a $15 billion property tax cut in June. You know, 15 yards is a first down. What they just did now, when the people will pass, it'll be another 12 yards. $12 billion more. That's another first down. We don't stop there. We have to get in the end zone. So we just keep going and going and going. So portability will be great, and that we continue this fight. We're not going to stop here.
If passed, the amendment is expected to result in cuts of $12 billion in the first 5 years from county, city, special district, and school board budgets. The Florida Education Association is preparing to campaign against the proposed property tax cut. FEA President Andy Ford says if voters approve the plan, then public education will lose between $1.8 billion and $3 billion over 5 years.
The current proposal does not hold education harmless, and as promised, the FEA cannot support and will not support the current plan in its current form based upon the information that we have today.
Ford says the FEA is discussing strategy with other groups and is polling voters before it decides how to campaign against the proposal. But Crist said that Floridians have a simple choice to make in January.
My recommendation is vote yes. If you'd like a lower property tax bill, it's this simple. Vote yes. If you want your property tax bill to stay high, vote no. Hello?
If 60% of voters vote yes on the proposed constitutional amendment, the average Florida homeowner could see a reduction in property taxes of $240 per year because the state's homestead exemption would double from $25,000 to $50,000. The proposed amendment also makes the Save Our Homes cap on property tax increases for homesteaded properties portable so that people who move from one house to another can keep their Save Our Homes benefits. That appeals to the host of today's press conference, South Tampa homeowner Stanley Fields.
A year ago, I had mentioned to the governor that my wife was pregnant and that we were getting ready to have twins, and that we lived in a two-bedroom house with one bathroom, and that we wanted to move into just a little bit bigger house with maybe just an extra bathroom, and that we weren't going to be doing it. The idea was off the table within our family. We didn't feel like we could afford it, and we just made the decision that we were going to stay right where we were until something changed with property taxes. And a year later, the governor's at our house.
Combined with the $15 billion property tax cut the legislature approved in June, homeowners in Florida will save an average of $414 per year if the amendment passes. State Representative Bill Heller, a Democrat representing District 52, says he will vote for the resolution, but it does not contain all of the things he thinks the state needs for comprehensive tax reform.
It doesn't do what I wanted to do for my senior citizens. It doesn't do what we wanted to do with affordable housing. It doesn't do what I wanted to do with education and so forth, so that people have the right kind of information to make up their minds. You know, I think we have to be very clear when we promote what we're promoting, that these are the pluses and these are the minuses, and I will do that, you know, very definitely. Just as I said when I voted for it in the House, you know, it takes out my senior citizens, it takes out my affordable housing, and it takes out my working waterfronts, the highest and best use of removing that kind of category, and it does hit education a whole lot more than I ever intended.
The previous round of tax cuts mandated by the state legislature severely affected the budgets of local governments. WMNF asked Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp whether he was going to vote for or against the property tax resolution on January 29th.
I'm here because I have great respect for the governor and for the legislature. I'm going to carefully study the amendment and reserve, you know, a judgment for later. Right now, I respect the fact that anybody would want to serve and deal in these difficult times, but I want to read it carefully before I pass judgment.
Mark Robert is a carpenter who was working on a house across the street from where Crist held his press conference. He does not own a house and plans to vote on January 29th.
Well, I think lowering the property tax is a good thing. Obviously, it's going to help more people be able to afford and stay in their house. At the same time, you can't really afford to take money away from the schools and the police and the fire department and stuff we really need. So it's important to keep people in their house. At the same time, we can't lose, you know, the education for our kids. So